الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم والصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ صلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila Self-reformation. Hopefully we've made some good intentions. Before watching this sisla, let's make some additional good intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the intention of a moment is better than his actions. Let's make some additional good intentions. But I will listen to the bayan attentively. Whenever I will hear the name of Blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I will read durood-e-paak. And whenever I will hear sallu al-habib, uskurullah, tubu ilallah, I will reply with the intention of gaining thawab. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. صلو على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم The beloved and blessed Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has said Whoever recites durood 100 times upon me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes between both of his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and hellfire and will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment صلو على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم It is stated in Uyun al-Hikayat published by Maktabat al-Madina, the publication department of Dawat Islami that after abandoning the affairs of the kingdom, the king of Basra became pious. But then again he got attracted to the kingdom and government and decided to live the rest of his life with luxury and pleasure. He got a splendid palace constructed with high quality carpets and decorated with all types of furniture and fittings. He specified one room for guests which contained nice beds. All sorts and kinds of food were selected. The king called the people and the people greatly praised the king who was impressed with the glory. It continued for a long time. The king was lost in the colorful life of this world. His grand palace had all types of musical instruments and entertainments. He used to be always engrossed in worldly pleasures. These activities made him suffer the destruction of spiritual illness of high hopes. One day he called his ministers, advisors, and close relatives and said, "You've been observing my joy in this grand palace. Look how peaceful I am in here. I want to get palaces constructed similar for my sons as well. Stay here for a few days. Enjoy as much as you want and give me good advices." The people started living there. One day, all the people, including the king, got busy in having fun with the entertainment when suddenly a voice from Ghaib said, "O the one forgetting death, constructing buildings, give up your high hopes because death has been recorded for people whether they laugh or make others laugh and it is ready for those who have very high hopes. Do not construct houses in which you do not have to live in and do worships and spiritual exercises so that your sins can be forgiven." This voice from Ghaib frightened the king and all the people that were there. The king asked his friend, "Did you hear this voice which I heard?" All answered in one voice, "Yes, we've also heard it." The king said, "Are you feeling what I am feeling?" People asked him, "What are you feeling?" The king replied, "I'm feeling a burden on my heart. I think it is my message of death." People said, "That is nothing like it. Just ignore it. May you live long and have more respect. Don't be worried." But this voice from Ghaib terminated the high hopes from the heart of the king. He started despising all the plans of luxury and pleasures and was overwhelmed with the thought of the hereafter and gave up all his desires. With the intention of giving up sins, he humbly said to Allah Azza wa Jal, O Allah Azza wa Jal, making you and all the people present here as witness, I turn towards you and feel ashamed and repent of all my sins and injustices. O my Creator, Azza wa Jal, if you want me to live for some more time in this world, then help me to follow the path of eternal obedience. And if you want to call me by giving me death, then have mercy on me and forgive my sins out of your mercy. Likewise, the king remained busy pleading and his pain kept increasing. Then he started uttering these words, By Allah, death! By Allah, death! While saying this, he passed away. The Islamic jurist of that age used to say that the king passed away after repenting. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, high hopes made the king habitual of gaining and being occupied in the luxuries of this world. Having fallen prey to this high hope, he became distracted from the horrors of the grave and was occupied with the construction of beautiful palaces and entertainments. Being intoxicated with the useless company of friends and flattering services of the servant, he totally forgot the loneliness of the grave. But as he lost his high hopes and got out of the darkness of negligence, then he was attracted to repentance. He got sick of sins and lost interest in the world. Undoubtedly, the disaster of high hopes makes a human suffer many types of trouble in this world and the hereafter. Giving him hope for repenting later, the nafs and shaitan, they trapped him, thus causing a person to become bold in committing sins, and sometimes these sins lead to bad death. Remember, high hopes is the root cause of all sins and a cause of human destruction. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, one more thing to notice in this story was that the king was very fortunate that he passed away after repenting from his sins. Not everyone gets that opportunity. It is only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one gets to repent right before his death. Regarding high hopes, these high hopes become the destruction of your virtuous deeds. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, أَوَّلُ فَسَادِهَا الْبُخْلُ وَالْأَمَلُ. That is, the first fasad of this ummah is stinginess and having high hopes. Regarding this narration, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, that is, the first sin of a Muslim, which is the root of other sins, are following two things. Stinginess is the root of bloodshed and mischief, and high hopes are the root of heedlessness and sins. A person thinks about it even in his old age that he has plenty of time. That's why he will perform good deeds in the future. In the state he dies. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the basic information is necessary to be safe from apparent diseases. Similarly, knowledge is necessary to stay away from spiritual diseases as well. Therefore, memorize this definition of high hopes. Scholars have said, wasting precious moments of life for things which are difficult to get is called high hopes. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in verse 3 of Surah Al-Hijr, part 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated about holding high hopes. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Leave them to eat and enjoy and let the hope may amuse them now and they are about to know. Regarding this blessed verse, Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, there is a warning here that it is not the glory of an honest person to have high hopes and become intoxicated with the pleasures of this world. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem has said, high hopes make one forget the hereafter and following the desires prevent one from the truth. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, six things waste deeds: finding fault with the creation, hardness of the heart, love of the world, lack of modesty, high hope, and excessive injustice. In another hadith, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, wise is the one who weakens the desire of his nafs and performs deeds for the afterlife, and powerless is the one who follows nafsani desires and has high hopes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, amongst the things for which I have fear for my ummah are nafsani desires and high hopes. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this high hope of living for a long time makes a person miss his salah, makes a person delay in paying zakat and performing his fard hajj. High hopes of living a comfortable life forever makes a person suffer troubles and difficulties. High hopes produce the greed for wealth in the heart of human. It is high hopes that provoke the man to build tall buildings, that remove the fear of being accountable for every deed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, and to fear bad death. Falling prey to high hopes, a person bears hatred towards Muslims. Due to the high hope of repentance, a person starts suffering from the spiritual diseases like backbiting, tale-telling, jealousy, arrogance, and shaitan starts ruling his heart. It becomes difficult for him to perform good deeds due to high hopes. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, high hopes are an obstacle in the path of righteousness and obedience. Furthermore, high hopes become the cause of every mischief and harm. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, due to high hopes, a person suffers from six difficulties. The first difficulty that a person faces is that high hopes make a person negligent, makes a person heedless and lazy. That is why before performing good deeds, this thought enters his mind that I will do it after such and such time. I still have some time left. I will not miss the opportunity of worship later. Hence, due to laziness, a person wastes the opportunity of performing good deeds at that time. The second difficulty this person with high hope faces is that due to high hopes, he falls prey to evil practices. Sayyidina Dawood Ta'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has truthfully said, the person who has fear of Allah's warning considers distance as something near, and the person who suffers from high hopes becomes a victim of evil practices. The third difficulty that a person faces, the one who has high hopes, is that it becomes difficult for a person to perform good deeds. Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, hopes for the world restricts a man from every good deed. Greed restricts a man from every truth. Patience leads to goodness, and satisfying the desires attract him to every harm and evil. The fourth difficulty this person faces is that due to high hopes, a person becomes habitual of delaying in making repentance, in doing tawbah. That is why these thoughts enter his mind that I will repent later. I still have sufficient time left. I'm still young. I'm very young right now. I have the power and authority to repent at all time. I will do it whenever I want. The fifth difficulty this person faces is that due to high hopes, the heart of the person becomes hard, reducing the passion for good deeds. It increases sins and greed. A person becomes habitual of worldly luxuries and pleasure, and his heart becomes heedless of pondering over the hereafter. The sixth difficulty this person faces is that high hopes make a person heedless of death. It has been narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took three pieces of wood. One, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam planted in front of him. The second next to it, whereas the third one at a distance. He then said to the blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, do you know what this is? They humbly said, Allah Azza wa Jal and His blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam know best. It was then said, this one piece of wood represents a human, and the second piece is death, whereas the distant one is hope. A human moves his hand towards hope, but instead of hope, death pulls him towards it. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, imagine yourself close to death. Recall those of your relatives and friends who have met death, and they have been buried beneath tons of earth. Listen to the piece of advice of an advisor about high hopes. Sayyidina Abu Zakariya Taimi rahmatullahi ta'ala has narrated that Khalifa Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik was sitting in Masjid al-Haram. A stone was brought to him with something written on it. A person who could read it was searched for. It was written in a different language. They had to search for a person who could read it. And Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came. It was written on the stone, O son of Adam, if you see death that is close to life, then you must give up high hopes and increase your deeds. Furthermore, you will give up all of your greed and efforts, and if you slip, you will feel ashamed on the day of judgment. Your family members and neighbors will leave you alone in the grave. Parents and relatives will be gone. Your children will abandon you, and you will neither be able to return to the world nor increase your good deeds. Therefore, prepare for the day of judgment before being ashamed. Having heard this, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik wept bitterly. He started crying. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when a person has no high hopes, its blessing starts appearing. A person comes to the right path. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever will incline to worldliness and rely on high hopes, Allah Azza wa Jal will make his heart blind according to his inclination to worldliness. And whoever will show dislike towards worldliness and will lessen his hopes, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him knowledge without learning and will grant him the straight path without anyone's guidance. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, negligence does not overpower when there is a lack of worldly and false hope. One does not dare to commit sins. He rushes to seek forgiveness and always keeps death in mind. It is for this reason that the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, used to refrain from high hopes. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abu Tawbah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, Sayyidina Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gave the iqamah for salah and said to me, go ahead and lead the salah. I humbly replied, I would lead only this salah, not other than it. Listening to this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, you are thinking of another salah? May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from high hopes, as these are the hurdles to righteous deeds. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to remain inside the masjid. When he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would exit the masjid, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would weep, saying, I fear that I might not be able to return to the masjid. A person saw Sayyidina Zarara bin Awfa rahmatullahi ta'ala in dream and asked, O people of Barzakh, which deed is excellent before you? To which he rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, the pleasure of Allah, as well as holding little hopes. Sayyidina Abu Muhammad bin Ali Zahid rahmatullahi ta'ala said, we attended a funeral salah in Kufa. Sayyidina Dawood Ta'i rahmatullahi ta'ala was also present there. When the deceased person was being lowered into the grave, he rahmatullahi ta'ala sat on one side. I approached him and sat beside him. He rahmatullahi ta'ala said, whoever has the fear of punishment, find his far away, meaning death, near to him. And whoever has high hopes becomes weaker in doing good deeds, and each approaching thing, that is death, is nearer. Oh my brother, remember, beware of this fact too, that the living people are like the people of the graves, as the living people repent over what they lose and become happy upon what they have accumulated for their future. However, the only difference that lies here is that the thing upon which people of the grave feel repentance, the living people kill one another for that thing and file lawsuit against one another. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, for comfort in the hereafter, the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal are engrossed, are occupied in good deeds, and as worldly person becomes impatient to become comfortable in this mortal world. The way the worldly person is in fear that if he becomes even a little heedless, he will fall behind his co-workers. A little mistake will turn his expected profit into loss. Similarly, the righteous people of Allah have this fear that if they become engrossed in worldly pleasures and luxuries, then their hereafter will be destroyed. It is certainly an unwise and foolish thing to make this mortal life meaningless by being trapped into the pleasures. By virtue of thinking about hereafter, they neither like the grand palaces of this world nor get attracted to the wealth of this world. In fact, they only want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, still today, the example of such dislikes can be seen. It was a habit of Mufti Dawat Islami, Abu Umar, Mufti Muhammad Farooq Attari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that he would keep only 4 clothes in his wardrobe. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would get new clothes tailored in Rabiul Awwal and would give away his old clothes to somebody else. Prior to death, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh took all his clothes with him when he rahmatullahi ta'ala went to Punjab and gave them away there. Whether serving in Jamiatul Madina or Darul Ifta, the Mufti of Dawat-e-Islami never demanded any salary increase. Maulana Haji Abu Hamid Muhammad Imran Attari, the Nigran of Markazi Majlis-e-Shura, said shortly before his death, the salary of Mufti Farooq Attari was increased. He, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, himself came to my house and was so worried and said, "My salary has been increased sufficiently. I do not need additional amount, so have mercy on me and do not increase my salary." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, today we run after salary increases. If you've been working at a job for over a year, the next thing we demand at our anniversary or at the time the 1 year mark passes is an increase in salary. But look at the character of Mufti Dawat Islami, that whatever he was given, he said it was sufficient for him. Subhanallah. Mufti Muhammad Farooq Attari rahmatullahi ta'ala also sold his motorbike, laptop and computer before his death and said, "I do not need these things." Once Mufti Farooq Attari rahmatullahi ta'ala wanted to take a house on rent, somebody suggested to him to buy his own house. He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, "Life is very short. Taking a house on rent is sufficient for me." Allahu Akbar. May Allah bless us through his sadaqah. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in order to avoid an un-Islamic fashion, adopt the sunnah and have love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in your heart, join the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Associate yourself with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global non-political movement of Holy Quran and Sunnah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many causes of each diseases. If the causes are uprooted, the disease can also be eliminated. One of the causes for having high hopes is that the temptation of worldliness. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, has said that the Prophet of Rahmah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, "I have a deep fear of two things for you, pursuing desires and holding high hopes. The act of pursuing desires prevent one from speaking the truth, and high hopes make one fall into worldly temptations." Remember, undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal blesses one with worldliness whom He likes and also one whom He does not like. But when He Azza wa Jal shows His affection towards any bondsman, He blesses him with the wealth of Iman. Listen carefully. The hereafter is close. Beware, you are still able to do righteous deed. It is not the time of reckoning at present, but you will be accounted for shortly when the time of doing deeds will be over. When one falls into worldly temptation to such an extent that it becomes unbearably hard for him to separate himself from worldly desires and worldly pleasures, his heart ceases to ponder over death, which is the destroyer of worldly temptation and pleasures. The thing which a human dislikes, he tries to refrain it, whether the same human is occupied in holding false, high and worthless hopes and ambition and wants to do everything according to his urge. Then living in this world is his real motive, and it is for this reason he remains surrounded by such thoughts and prefers the thoughts of his family, house, friends, wealth and other possessions in his heart. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the cure for this cause of high hopes is that one should believe in the day of judgment, in the severe punishment as well as the great reward that will be given on this day. If a person has perfect belief in these things, the love for the world will be removed from his heart. We pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to give us only that much importance to the world as his highest bondsmen do. Second cause of high hope is ignorance. Relying on his youth, a man assumes that he will not meet his death in his youth. This is kind of ignorance. He fails to think over the fact that the number of the old people of the city is not even the tenth part of the number of the young people. The small number of the old clearly indicates that most people die in their youth. In other words, when one old man dies, 1,000 children and young people die. Allahu Akbar. A healthy person assumes that he will not die. He considers that sudden death is a rare incident, but this is actually his ignorance. Even if meeting death suddenly is considered to be a rare incident, suffering from a disease suddenly is quite likely. Anyone can suffer from any disease at any time. If a person can fall ill suddenly, meeting death is also very likely. A cure for this ignorance is that one should develop the mindset that I will also die as others have died. My janaza will be lifted and I will be buried in my grave. Perhaps the slab that will be used to close my grave may have been prepared already. Not getting rid of this heedness and delaying preparation for the afterlife is nothing but ignorance. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, prohibited friendship with three types of people. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, "Do not establish relations with a transgressor, with a sinner, because he will show his deed to be excellent for you and will wish that you also become like him. He will show his worst habit to be good. If he comes and meets you, it is dishonor and unsuitable for you. Do not have a brotherhood with a foolish person. He will face hardship himself and will never benefit you. He will sometimes try to benefit you but will harm you. His silence is better than his speaking. Being away from him is better than being close to him. Do not have any brotherhood with a liar. Associating with him will not benefit you. He will convey to others what you say and will tell you what others have said. Even if you tell the truth, he will not tell the truth." Huzur Data Ganj Bakhshali Hajveri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has said, "A quality of nafs is that it gets pleasure from his companions. The nafs develop the qualities and habits of the people it keeps company with. Even a falcon gets trained in the company of a falconer. When it's trained by a human, a parrot starts speaking. A wild horse can be tamed. These examples show how effective one's company is and how it could change one's habit. This applies to all kinds of companionship. It has become very obvious that the company we keep plays a vital role in making a person pious or wicked. A good environment is essential for the good company. Joining a good environment rectifies one's inner self as well as the outer self. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the present time. We should also join, we should all join the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami and start doing the religious work, start participating even in one activity. Start participating in the 12 religious work and you'll see inshallah Azza wa Jal, a change within yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from having high hopes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to always keep hereafter in our mind and to always think about the death is near and always seek repentance. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, reform my heart, take my hand.